And we're back, hitting y'all with another back-to-back episode of We Need to Speak, because we was lacking for the past 4 months. And I guess last time that it was 4 months, but for real. So I'm guessing this podcast is dropping Friday night, Saturday night, Juneteenth. But it was recorded Wednesday. We had a lot of fun recording this particular episode because it's more in the direction of what we're trying to do. You know, trying to get into the root of these issues and come up with some solutions. We're trying to go into the direction of being more like a think tank / group therapy session. So this was a lot of fun. It was me, Trap, and the real host, Peculiar Hippie. She the real host, y'all. Don't let her trick y'all. And we had a lot of fun, man. We had a great discussion about, we further discussion about women's place in America, the condition of black women in America, what we can do as men to help mitigate and kind of try to compromise and work. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. Work as a team. And be better men and better protectors. That's what I want to say. Be better protectors to our women. Protectors to our women. And be more respectful and loving and nurturing. And just all around good niggas. I could have just said that at the beginning. But yeah, we just learning how to do that. So without further ado, I'd like to bring this episode to y'all. And I hope you enjoy. Peace.
Yeah. Is it loud enough this time? I think it is.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Hello?
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Great. You know what? We're going to start this podcast off differently today. What we want to talk about today, y'all?
Everything that's going on. I feel like we need to talk about everything that's going on right now.
Oh, my God. Man.
Can we start by talking about how I love that you used your track from the Ubuntu EP, and I was like, man, I've been looking. Is it anywhere where I can?
It's on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, anywhere you want to stream it.
It's not on SoundCloud anymore, is it?
Mm-hmm.
It is still?
Yeah, it's on SoundCloud.
Yeah,
I'm still on that.
He posted.
I made Utatu available everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
I said Ubuntu. Wow, you got
that. That's what you said. It's cool. Ubuntu is cool because I know that's all Javante shit. So.
Yeah, I'm so.
No, it's cool. Huh? Me and him are
y'all got a song.
Kindred Spirits.
Together.
Kindred Spirits.
Y'all got multiple songs. Together.
Yeah, we got. I got a computer full of songs that me and him have done. We have a hard time finding them because like we'll get up and then record and then we'll just leave it.
I really loved that project. I really did. At the time that it came out, I was like,
it was right on time.
I was like, wow, he went through a lot.
Yeah, it's a big story with that. I mean, when I was working on that project, I was going through huge personal issues. Like, I don't even know why. I decided to talk about that instead of talk about what I was going through, because what I was going through was real. It was savage.
I really liked that life. A lot. So thank you for making it available.
Yes. Well,
because,
you know.
Yes.
I do my best. I think I'm going to do something else like that coming soon. But I just need time to, like, collect myself about everything that's going on. I'm too sensitive to what's happening to start making music to it.
Has that been hard for y'all, trying to create during this time?
Yeah, man. It's been hard to focus. It's been hard to pick a topic. It's been hard to... Because for me, I don't want to like be that guy like, oh, I want to make a music about this during this climate and then look like I'm trying to capitalize on what's happening. So I've been purposely putting out everything but what's referring to what's going on now. But people are actually asking me, I want to know what you think. Can you do a song about this? And I'm like,
yeah.
Maybe, but I don't know.
Well, definitely in music because that's your craft. But
right.
I think people like hearing what y'all think, because I think both of y'all I think both of y'all have like really unique perspectives
No, I
you are listening to We Need to Speak.
And somebody spoke when they weren't supposed to be goddamn speaking. Send the place for that. Yeah. Well, I can appreciate that.
Well, I guess to answer your question, it's not hard for me to come up with stuff. It's just that it's hard for me to find the resources for shit. Mm. It's harder for me to now because of the COVID-19 situation and everything that's been going on. But yeah, it's not hard for me to come up with stuff. My imagination just be running wild.
On the podcast that I share with my good friend Dakota, I talked about how being a creative during this time was, I just experienced the ebbs and flows of being a creative. I've experienced a lot of inspiration and a lot of just creative ideas, and then I reached this kind of plateau, and then also this decline where it went from just rest and don't put any pressure on yourself to not the inability to create at all, just because I was really beginning the reality of what's happening in the pandemic and what's happening in the world and even just what was happening in my personal life. Stuff was just really setting in. And then from there, I got this another surge of inspiration and, creative drive and desire and all this stuff like that. So I think I've experienced all the highs and lows. Sometimes it's been easy to create, sometimes it's been not easy. But yeah.
Well,
sorry guys, I was posting pictures of y'all while y'all was talking.
Aww, you love us.
I'm so blank right now.
I mean, I don't think there's any
liquor in our system. That's the biggest problem.
No.
I'm just playing.
I didn't even want no alcohol today.
No, I did. I've been craving a sour beer all day. I'm not even going to hold you. I really want one. Right now, I've been tweeting about it for, the last 2 hours. But,
I would have gotten some, but I just went grocery shopping.
I was just going to get some, myself. But right when I thought to go to the store, Darian texted me and told me he was outside.
So lots been going on in the media lately. Not media, the world, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The country. And there's a big thing. Now, we did touch on this, I think, last time. And but it's gotten to the point where now it's
amplified. Mm-hmm.
Black women are fed the fuck up with black men. Entirely. And what? I'm at this point where I'm I don't blame you. Because I'm looking at, social media and stuff, and I'm on here and I'm seeing stuff. And man, y'all niggas are a fucking shit. I'm just going to say that. Y'all niggas, and I'm saying y'all because I feel like at this point, I'm actively looking for separatist movements because I don't want no parts of the mess. This is just some straight up bullshit. Y'all really got me fucked up.
Well, what makes you feel like that?
Well, because what's happening here is we're seeing a lot of black women speaking out about just how left out they feel in this movement and stuff. Then you have black women that's talking about how they've been violated by men and whatnot. And they're speaking about their experiences and they're saying black men, we fight for y'all all the time. But it seems like y'all don't give us the same type of, energy when it comes to us. It's always what did you do for this to happen? Or no, it's not the same. When a black woman says, I've noticed when a black woman gets online and they post something about, anything that has to do with black women, black men always come in and they're well, that's an all black issue. and that's something we need to all figure out. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we, like, I saw a tweet that simply put, you know, black men are the white men of black people at this point.
And, ooh, man, that's a...
And that,
it's pretty rough right
like,
there, man.
I was like, you know what? At, like, I'm just... It's a lot. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
So I really want to hear from you, Mariah, and like how you really feel, because, you know, you are a black woman.
I am. It is a lot. One of the things, so I've had multiple conversations, and I was really, I'm always impressed by my friend group, but some of my, me and the my homies were in a group chat, or are in a group chat, and we were talking about some things today, and we were talking about all of this. It's, I mean... My feelings about everything that's happening, number one, my personal feelings about what's going on is I am exhausted. I'm so tired. It's just a lot to consume. It's a lot to witness. It's a lot to listen to. It's a lot. It's just like, there's a, one of the things that I tweeted about earlier was like, I feel like, well, we obviously are fighting multiple fights. You know, we're fighting collectively, as a people, like just black people in general. And then we're also fighting, or we also have things that need to be solved within our community, you know, between each other. I think one of the things where the anger were one of the many reasons, one of the many areas that anger comes from when we talk about the issues that we have going on is the lack of recognition and the lack of acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. It's not like everybody, like you, like everybody has something to say. I'm tripping over my words.
Cool.
But the bottom line is, number one, I think that we're fighting many fights. Number two, it gets to this point where when we're talking collectively about our issues, or when someone is expressive, then someone else comes in and tells them, well, you can't say it like this, or you can't say it like that, or there's just so many things. Specifically as a black woman, like if we're just keeping it real and being specific, one of the biggest conversations that have been going on within the last few days or the last week or so is it's turned into this conversation about the difference of the experience between a black man and a black woman. Now, I don't have a problem having this conversation about the many differences that separate black men from black women, because even though collectively we're black and we have a struggle and we have things that are set up against us, your experience as a black man and my experience as a black woman, although have similarities, have a lot of differences as well. And it's not about pitting one against the other or saying, well, my problem is bigger or my problem is more intense or you don't know. Like, it's not, people get so into that that they're getting away from the listening of, it's not about me proving how much of your struggle is compared to mine. It's about understanding and being open to listen to something that's outside of your personal experience. And I have to say that it's just, that's the most frustrating thing. And then when we want to get into the particulars about how we as black women should respond or should be expressive, or we should be your teachers, or we should be soft in how we bring you up, or whatever. And I kind of feel like, well, I don't kind of feel, I feel like that needs to be addressed as well. Like the consensus of, I can't speak for every single black woman, because a lot of us agree, then some black women feel like it ain't all that deep. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, there are so many different opinions that we have, but generally talking about this conversation, like a lot of us do feel looked over, a lot of us do feel left out, and a lot of us are feeling very tired and upset that even in this moment that we have to watch how we express our anger and our exhaustion. one of the things that I talked about in our homie group chat is that white people can just be as angry and as nasty and as expressive as they want to whoever they want. Mm-hmm. And whoever is on the other side of that just has to sit there and take it and listen. Mm-hmm. And no one gets into the how, you know, they say things or whatever. That's not the immediate response. It's just we're being, whether we like it or not, we are being made to listen and hear them out. Mm-hmm. When it comes to black women, the argument about like how we're supposed to respond to people or how we're supposed to bring other black counterparts up or educate them or whatever, mm-hmm. it's like their frustration is I can't be too mad, I can't be too loud, or I gotta walk you through things. And it's like nobody asks, there's nobody else is required to do that except for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody is required to think before they speak, mm-hmm. or to watch how they say things or whatever. It's only that when I do it, now I'm out of line. Now I'm too aggressive. Now I need to, you know, I need to do more to like help bring you into enlightenment or knowledge. And that's just it's really tired and frustrating, because it's like we tried that. We were walking with you. We were being patient. Mm-hmm. We were holding you down. We were fighting for you and your rights, right. And put our own frustrations and our own, you know, things that we had going on, we put that aside to advocate for you. Now I want to talk about the stuff that makes me upset, and it's like, well, come on, like, you know, not like that. Watch your tone. Da 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 da. And it might not be the view of everybody, but that's a very like the stereotype of black women needing to be meek, mm-hmm. in order to be received correctly. It's just not fair. Right. It's frustrating, and people are black women are tired of that, of being held to that standard. When our argument against people who are not black is, do your research, educate yourself, talk to other people so that they can give you the knowledge that you need. Mm-hmm. And when we say that to you, I'm supposed to do it, don't do it like that, do it like this. Mm-hmm. That's upsetting. And there's a myriad of issues that we need to talk about. But the bottom line, my biggest thing about today, my biggest frustration was about today was none of us are listening to each other. Mm-hmm. We're just waiting for the other person to stop talking so that we can get our point across. I talked to one of my close friends, and he was just like, I saw all that stuff on Twitter, and I started, you know, saying what I need to say, and I was just getting so frustrated with people coming at me or talking to me that I just deactivated my Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I said, even in that example, mm-hmm. when you're mad, most of the time we go, what's wrong? Mm-hmm. What's going on? Let me hear you out. But when we're upset or when we're expressive, you close your ears to me and you deactivate or you shut down. Mm-hmm. And so because it's like there has to be a difference between us. We can disagree, mm-hmm. or we can say, I don't see it that way, or I never thought about it like that, or I don't know if that's my experience or my perception. Right. We can have a conversation where we might not come to the same conclusions. Mm-hmm. I don't need to cancel you just because your opinion differs than mine or your religion differs than mine or whatever. Like, we have to be able to have some sort of way where we can express ourselves and have a common ground. Right. But the thing is, it's like everybody's doing this thing where, well, you don't have it like I have it, or you don't understand like I don't understand, or whatever. The bottom line is like we're all experiencing the frustration of oppression. Mm-hmm. But we have to acknowledge that our experiences are different, and we have to listen to other people's experiences. The reason why the stuff about women going out of their way to insert themselves and assert themselves is because people have been forgetting to include us.
Right.
There's no reason why the uproar should die down at George Floyd when Breonna Taylor's officers The people who killed her are still out here, or Toyin, or Sandra, or anybody other any other woman that has been that who something has happened to them at the same time that other people have been slaughtered. There's no reason why trans and queer people should be left out of black trans and queer people should be left out of the conversation, regardless of if that's your experience. You should be advocating for my life because it's alive. Mm-hmm. You should be including me in the conversation because I am a part of the community. Mm-hmm. They are a part of the community. Mm-hmm. And just like we fight and we advocate and we listen to you, you should do the same for us, even if you don't necessarily get it 100%. I don't need you to get it. I need you to listen. I don't need you to know what it's like to be a woman and have a menstrual cycle. I wouldn't wish that. Ooh, girl, boy, man, I wouldn't wish that experience as far as cycle on anybody. It's a very, you know, it's very painful. But I don't need you to understand in my shoes what that feels like.
Right.
But I need you to be cognizant of the fact that I feel pain and acknowledge it. I think a lot of anger comes from, we're not talking about that right now, or you trying to blanket us, or because it's like the narrative of men are trash.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know that you aren't a trash person as an individual, mm-hmm. but it hurts and it's uncomfortable to see a group that you're a part of be dogged out. And so instead of just acknowledging or listening to somebody else's experience and saying, damn, I'm sorry that that happened to you, mm-hmm. you want to bark down my throat about how you ain't done nothing to nobody, how you look out for your sisters and your queens and whatever. You do all that. But it's like, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about my experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't want to, they just want to defend and they want to fight. They don't want to listen. And it's not all good and great on either side, but it's like none of us want to, we're so, I feel like because we're all really like, at right now, everything is the tensions are high for all of us. And so because we're all so angry and we're all on defense mode, we're not receiving and we're not depositing anything. Mm-hmm. We're all just all on 10. And we're not going to get anything done. We're not going to come to any kind of resolve if we continue to neglect to effectively listen and effectively communicate. I have more to say, but that's the gist of what I have to say.
Nah, the floor is yours.
No, but no, I mean, like, I want to hear from y'all. Like, I'm just saying, like, that's my frustration. It's like, I might not be the most, you know, there are women out there who are super duper in the know and more educated than myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not trying to step over any boundaries or talk about things that I'm not fully educated on. Mm-hmm. But as far as like, here, when I listen to women or I read the things that women are saying, especially, you know, these arguments and things like that, and even when I listen to men and what they're saying, I'm like, both sides are making points, regardless of if it's, you know, something that you might, like, men might not, you might not be trash, men might not be trash to you, but the subject of men not treating women right needs to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Women might not be, we're not all loud and we're not all aggressive and we're not all damaged goods and just reliving our trauma over and over again. That might not be an experience that we all have,
mm-hmm.
but we can't act like that's not a real thing that exists. It's not wrong. That's not a real issue that people go, that women go through and experience. We can't act like that doesn't, that that's not a thing. And so instead of me taking something personally, I need to just listen and be like, damn, that's crazy. I'm sorry that you had to go through that. What can I do to make it better? What can I do to make that, to spread awareness to my group,
mm-hmm.
so that we can be, turn away from things that we need to turn away from so that we can be better? Everybody's just so focused on trying to out-struggle mm-hmm. somebody, out-woke somebody. It's like we're all trying to learn at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But niggas is not listening, yo. Like, and that's the most frustrating thing. And as a woman, like, we're just tired. But I want people to listen. and understand that just because it's an experience, it's not necessarily a direct attack. And a lot of this is stemming, well, the most recent conversation is stemming from the song that we all know came out.
I haven't heard it.
You haven't heard it?
It's J. Cole, right?
Yes, yeah, a J. Cole song. I think it deserves to be listened to. And a lot of people have different opposing opinions. Some people are saying, I didn't get that. I didn't get a negative feeling or negative connotation to the song. And then on the flip side, some people are saying, yo, like, it was out of line. Or, oh, yo, it's, you know, it's not necessarily, it shouldn't be framed in this type of tone towards Black women or towards women in general. You know, like, Black women, because we're talking about Black people in the Black community, so mm-hmm. we're specifically talking about Black, just all things Black, all Black life is basically what we're talking about, and the things that happen in all the many forms of Black life. So that would be very. I'm not trying to POC it. We're talking about Black people.
Right.
But there are a lot of conclusions that have been drawn from the song, and then just with everything that's going on with the people that have been being murdered within the last few weeks or the last few months, just it's like we're fighting multiple things. We're fighting the oppression of our people, and then we're also talking about these many issues that are going on within our own community collectively. Mm-hmm. So it's constant, and it's just, I'm tired.
Right.
Yep.
Thank you.
How do y'all feel?
You know, I have not spoken to or know nearly enough women to paint everybody with a broad brush or have that distinction to where I can say all women in this, all women in that. I can say the women that I've met have been a certain type of way, or the women I've encountered been a certain type of way. So I value your opinion and everything you were saying, because it's really hard for me to understand anything that goes on in that world. So I've stopped trying to think I know. You know what I'm saying? I've gotten to a place in my life where I just kind of just sit back and act like I don't know anything when it comes to women, and I just let them say what they got to say. If it strikes a nerve, I may speak up, but most of the time I just try to listen. I feel like everything you're saying is valid. I can't disagree with it. So what I'll do is just talk about everybody in this situation. Black people in America, I'm talking trans, transgender, I'm talking about, you know, queer, I'm talking about gay, I'm talking about, you know, women, men. Our relationship with America is like a toxic relationship.
Mm.
And it's we are the people in the relationship. If America is the person in the relationship that's been the aggressor, the abuser the whole time, we are the ones who have been the enabler to allow them to do it and you know, put up with it and keep coming back, and you know that we're that person in a relationship. So now it's gotten to a point where all these issues have come to a head, and now we are like, we've had enough of everything. Mm. But just like a relationship, if we're gonna stay in this relationship, because we're not gonna leave America, if we're gonna stay in this relationship, there has to be we have to start somewhere and start working on one thing at a time. Because when we do this, I'm tired of this, and you start naming every single thing that you hate,
mm-hmm.
every single thing. We get nowhere, because it's gonna get lost in a cloud of confusion and animosity and resentment, and the true nature of what we want out of this gets lost. Like,
may I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that we as Black people have the luxury of dealing with one thing at a time?
We might not have the luxury, but it's not about luxury at this point.
Well, it's not necessarily like it being about luxury, but mm-hmm. it's like, are we even able to do that? Do we have that option? The luxury was not the word. It's like the option, because it's like, again, it's like, it would be cool if we could deal with one issue at a time, mm-hmm. but we are fighting multiple things at the same time. How could we do that? Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, we like, can we say this week we're going to talk about, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
abuse? This week we're going to talk about the difference between, or the different struggles of, you know, each group, no. man, woman, trans, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are we, does the, is that even an option mm-hmm. for us? You know?
I would say it's a hard decision to make. It's like when I was in kindergarten, it was these two twin boys who went swimming with their father. Both of them went overboard. Obviously, he couldn't get two of them, so he had to save one of them. So this is the situation that we're kind of in.
Mm.
All of our problems are falling overboard.
Mm. And we have to figure out
Which one is the most important. Which one will lead to the rest of them? Which one will be a catalyst to change the rest of them? Now, me being a black man with multiple issues with America, I completely understand what you're saying. And I was at a place where it was like, no, everything needs to change. Right now, and I don't want the conversation to stop about any of these things. The conversation needs to continue, but just like with everything else, there has to be something that we come to a consensus on, and where we're like, all right, we work on this, everything else will begin to fall in line. I'm just not sure what that is.
But I thank you for giving me that perspective. I think even in thinking about that situation, even being able to collectively decide
mm-hmm.
on which subject we are going to focus on first
mm-hmm.
would require a level playing field.
Right.
It would require require all parties to be on some sort of accord,
right,
where we're all on the same page, we're all under the same understanding,
mm-hmm.
and we're all participating with that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how could we all collectively do that if we're not, if we don't even have the respect or the, you know, like, we have to be willing. There has to be a willingness there to, and like a willingness to all of us to bridge together in order to be like, okay, we know it's a lot of stuff that we need to focus on, but mm-hmm. let's get this big thing first, and then we can begin to kind of knock out all these different categories that need to be addressed and fixed and have closure on and understanding. It's like it, but right now we're not there.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're very like you and you mm-hmm. and you and you and this and this and that, and you know, like, we're all there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it just makes everything even more difficult. That's my question, because I'm like, this is not it. You know? It's not. You know, like, in my story earlier, I was like, I don't know what it's like to be a black man. And I don't know what it's like to be in the black queer community.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that I don't need to, that means that I need to listen.
Right.
Because the stuff that's happening to y'all is real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And how will I know, how can I have an understanding if I don't try to understand or listen to what's going on? You, like, I'm not trying to be the kumbaya hippie,
right.
but it's just like, yo, like, we have to be in relationship with each other. We have to have some sort of like, common connectivity, something, like, because everybody is just coming at everybody, and it's fresh. Like, as a woman, I feel things,
mm-hmm.
then as a person in the black community, I feel things, so I'm very aware of all the things that we need to work on, but I'm also very aware of how it feels, you know, like, and I just, it's a lot. Darian, how do you think?
I think that a lot of this stuff, the reason why, I don't think this can hear me.
Okay, you gotta talk into it. It got you though.
Hello.
You're in there.
All right. Yeah. I think that the reason why this is such a big topic is because I don't want to. It's like, the way I'm gonna say this, we've done our fair share of ignoring how y'all feel. Okay. The reason why you have so many people like black trans, gays, black women that are now saying, listen, this is happening to us. And there's video footage. It was just a video of a girl getting hit in the face with by a skateboard by a black dude in Harlem. Then there's another video, a guy throwing a girl in a trash can. Black man throwing a black woman in a trash can. And they're making jokes out of it. And there's multiple men under the post that are laughing, not, you know, not shaming this man. This is what happens when you make this stuff. But it was I couldn't.
What did you? You talk, I got you.
We just gonna cut that part out.
Nah, it's still there. Go ahead, you go ahead. I got you though.
Hold on. Get myself back to Rob Woods. You have. So, I think it's like. This is a thing that has been going on since we were all young. So black women, black gays, black trans, black whomever, these people have dealt with this like toxic hypermasculinity from black boys, black men. Now, I think what happened here was that they have not overcome it, but put it past them, like, to fight for the injustices that we see on TV every day. And I mean, be that as it may, you may see more black men on TV being killed by the cops or white people in general than you do see black women. It still doesn't take away from the fact that there are too many black women being killed by white people, by black people. And but what happens is like the black women, the black trans, the black gays, the LGBT community, they put all of their differences aside to fight for the black men. This is just what I've this is my observation, and this is just what I'm giving you. This is why I've come to the conclusion that I've come to about everything. I think it's just important to know that, you know, I don't know if I said this on the last podcast, but, you know, I know here, down here, you know, the person that was conducting this entire protest out here, and is still going, and is still doing this, that's a black LGBT,
LGBTQ.
Thank you. Hurt man. And he made no mention of it. He didn't say anything about black trans, black gay lives matter. He just, he was fighting for that man's life. So I feel like, it's sad and it's disappointing to see that black men feel that they can,
okay,
they can, like, I'm trying to like figure out how to say this. It's sad because it's like I see it. You're not trying to silence these people, but you are, because you're dismissing their experiences, and you're not acknowledging the fact that black women have had to go through a hell of a lot of trauma. And a lot of it was from black men, black, their family members. And it's really sad. It's really fucked up. And it's like, you're dismissing it because I feel that we don't want to deal with it. We don't want to talk
about it. It's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable to talk about, to when
people don't like feeling like, I feel like it's like when, you know, it's nobody, people don't like feeling like they're in a, backed into the corner where they feel, where they're feeling like blame is directly on them. So it's easy to get defensive and say, well, it ain't even like that, or I don't do that, or, you know, whatever, whatever.
But it happens.
But it does happen. And that's the basis of what my initial point was, is that it is about acknowledgement and recognition, you know? And it is also about accountability. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to be accountable for ourselves, what we are responsible for, what we're obligated to as human beings. And then we also have to have acknowledgement and recognition for the very many experiences that surround us in different lenses and in different, you know, packages. We have to be able to acknowledge that. And so to be able to say, yes, as collectively we're fighting for the right to not be oppressed, but your experience as from where you stand is different from in ways from where I stand. And instead of taking offense to that, we need to expand and expound on that and get to the root of it and come to some sort of solution and resolve. But because it's a, like you said, Darian, it's a sensitive and uncomfortable conversation, because you might be faced with areas where you have dropped the ball. Mm-hmm. You might be faced, and this is not about for whoever, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody wants to be faced, put in a place where they're faced with themselves, and what's going on, because it's hard. It's hard to say, you know, I dropped the ball. It's hard to say, dang, I could have educated myself more or went about this or whatever, whatever. It's hard to be to be in a position where you have to say that. It's hard to have to be in a position where you have to call things out that are weird or that are wrong, even if that might mean, you know, something coming from a close friend or family member, you know, whatever. Like, people don't, we don't be wanting to address the elephant in the room because it hurts and because it's uncomfortable. Because we ourselves might find ourselves in that, you know, percentage that need to shift and that need to change, that need to do things differently. And to require people to step out of their comfort zone, mm-hmm. and be accountable and have those tough conversations. It's a task. But we literally, all of us, need to be doing it. But as far as it, when it comes to Black women, like, it is hurtful. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like there's anger, there's hurt, there's aggravation, there's exhaustion. Like, it's hurtful when we have to continue to remind people that we matter. Mm-hmm. It's hurtful when we have to continue to fight to remain in the conversation or remain and employ people mm-hmm. to keep that same energy when it comes to fighting for your sisters, when it comes to fighting for your counterparts. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot. Mm-hmm. And the main thing that I've heard from Black women is that we're tired of being put in a position where we can't cry about our things, but we're also expected to carry everything and everybody. We're expected to be this strong person, this resilient person, this person who just has all the discernment in the world and can just put everything in perspective. They're tired of being that. And then, not to take away, because that could be the narrative and the feelings of people in Black people in other sectors. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't take away from the fact that, there's a fact that we get left out in many of the conversations. And not just now in the 99 and 2000s and 2010s and 2020. Mm-hmm. That's been happening even during the civil rights. Mm-hmm. Even during when the Black Panther Party rose up, a lot of literature from women came out about the mistreatment and their frustrations and them wanting to make sure that they were not forgotten and things like that. This is not, you know, just something that just rose out of thin air. Mm-hmm. It's a big thing. It's a real thing. And we got to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And people have to stop taking it personal. Like, just because I call you out or challenge you or state something, mm-hmm. that means that I'm calling, dogging you out, or that I'm disrespecting you, or that I'm coming for your character. You can be wrong and still be a good person.
Right.
You're a human being. And people don't want to talk about that.
So I want to answer your question, Joseph, because you did ask what problem. Well, you didn't ask that, but I think you're just speaking probably hypothetically, like, what problem should we deal with first?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I look at it like this. How are we gonna fix anything on the outside if our home is already broken on the inside?
Mm-hmm.
This is very important. Like, this is like, I feel like this is what makes or breaks everything.
Because
we're seeing all of these white people out here fighting for us, so they say. We're seeing a change in how police are handled and stuff and whatnot, step by step. Not like immediately, but you know that dude, Rayshard, the police officers that killed him, they got charged.
They got charged for murder.
I've
just read that.
I've never seen that happen so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing a change. Okay. Cool. Now, what are we doing in-house? It's a lot of stuff we need to fix.
Yeah.
This is the biggest issue. The black man and the black woman. My problem is this. Black men, if a black woman is saying, I'm hurting, I feel mistreated, I feel invisible, why are you not paying attention? Why are you dismissing her? For what? She's already black. She's a part of you. Is this not important? I'm trying to understand. Because all it took for me, because I had the mindset, not like entirely, but I had the mindset, I was like, listen, this isn't about you and all this, blah, blah, blah. But it took me to just have that conversation. And I understood. I was like, you know what? I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Like, you're absolutely right. And it's like, now this is where accountability comes in. Nobody's going to shame you because now you've found out that you're wrong and how you've dealt with certain situations. But you just have to take the accountability and just say, listen, I fucked up. And I'm not going to repeat that. And, you know, next time I will, you know, speak out or do whatever or protect you if you feel this way. That's all I have to say.
I think that we have to show a certain amount of discernment when we're talking about stuff like this. Like I said, I really hate to paint, you know, very broad strokes on anything. There are certain type of men that we have to address. I personally think that if we are going to fix the black experience, then we need to work on mental health, period. Because a lot of this is not coming from choices that are our own. A black man's choice not to listen to a woman is not coming from just his mind. This is coming from this is a passed down generational epigenetic thing. This is something that is embedded in his DNA, and some of it is adjacent DNA exchange between going from mother to son as well as father to son. I don't want to play the blame game and say who came first or who should be picked first. And I don't want to say, well, women do this. Instead, I'll just leave them out of the conversation and just talk about men because I'm a man. There are some things that I'm not going to make excuses for, but I will say there is a reason for everything.
Like an explanation.
Yeah. So if we could find a way to, I guess, separate ourselves from the society that's already here, just some time away. We just need time away from all of this. We need to segregation. Not Alec Baldwin, but James Baldwin talked about how segregation kind of destroyed us as a people. Like the separation. I mean, not the separation. Desegregation. Integration kind of destroyed us as a people. And I agree. We need to be separated and unlearned of the things that we learned over the time. And I don't think telling men you need to listen is going to solve the problem. I think that men are gonna hear that and say, okay, I'll start listening, and then they'll listen, and then they'll something to come across their ear, or they'll get a response that they weren't looking for, and then it'll be back, well, this is, I should have listened, this is why I should have listened. I think what needs to happen is there needs to be some type of mediation going on between, like you said, in the household, where we have access to free counseling, period. And it needs to be from the people in our community that can do that. Now, we can't do everybody. We can't do all this shit at once. But it needs to start with, like, okay, look, we're going to put some practices together, and we're going to do an open, every Saturday we'll do this, where we have, you know, free marriage counseling, free trauma counseling, all of that stuff, because
we got this a lot
shit,
of stuff.
This is a tight web that we weave. Like this is shit. This like it's bottled up inside of us. Like and all of us. And it's some of my behavior is coming from things that we just cannot control. We don't even know we're doing it when we're doing it. I know because I've become aware of myself time and time again. Even when I would be personal, I have two daughters. They're, of course, I'm not with their mom anymore. Their mom has certain ways about her that I'm not happy with, or I don't think they're conducive to a healthy lifestyle. One of my daughters is like me. I'm more lean on her. The other daughter is more like her mom in certain ways, like the displeasurable things that I don't like. So I'm a lot stricter on her. Mm-hmm. But I don't notice it until I have both of them in the same place, and then they both do the same thing. And I pay attention to my feelings on how it happens instead of what I'm saying. And I'm like, I'm really upset about her particularly doing this. And she just did the same thing. Why is that? And I had to examine that. Everybody doesn't have that luxury to have that type of self-awareness. So I'm not trying to cop out anything that guys are doing, but I also don't want to say, you know, black men, you are causing an issue with black women and you need to do something about it. I don't think that's right exactly. I think that's part of the problem. I want to put the onus on people, women, you have issues that you definitely need to work out that we cannot lend help to in the way that we think that we can. Some of it will just have to require, but it's just like, you know, step back saying, okay, I understand you need time. Let me let you do what you need to do. And when you can come talk to me the way that you need to talk to me, I'll be here to listen to you. That will be better than trying to think that I know the answers to it, or think that I'm going to listen actively when I'm really not. I'm just going to be like, all right, get it out your head. Oh, you're done with that? Can we move on? Because I know that's what most men are going to do, because I'm a man. So there has to be, I really don't know what to do. I don't want to say it's your fault, do something about it. And I don't want to say, this is your problem, you deal with it. So I'm just trying to figure it out.
I mean, I think you brought up really good points. I'm speaking to a very, to me, I think that she's probably one of the most phenomenal, most business-minded, most just woman bosses that I've ever met in my life. Her and I will be talking actually tomorrow morning, because we want to figure out a way to, like, what can we do? Because this is a lot. What can we do? And we've been just to have a conversation about what we think needs to be done, and then how we can go about doing, you know, facilitating things. Do we need to have separate, and this is all, well, it's not rhetorical. If you have an answer that's, you know, that you think would help, that's fine. But it's just like, you know, do we need to have separate conversations? Do we need to have a forum that's just for men to be able to unpack and heal and you know, have like professionals and things like that that can help guide that discussion? Do we need to have separate conversations with women? And then once that happens, should we create a forum where we can talk and hear from each other, and you know, and just all the things. you know, is it that, like, you know, what is it that needs to be done? Because there, the root of what we're all dealing with is so deep. And it precedes us. It precedes us, and I agree with that. What you said. I don't want I don't want to box anybody's feelings in or name call it as being displaced or anything like that. But I think that we are. It's like. It's like our backs are turned to each other, but we also have one hand on each other's, like, back at the same time, where we're like, ooh, I'm fighting the man, but I'm also like, you have, you know, and, but that, it is the thing. It's like, we're, man, it's just, I'm so,
we're having group therapy right now.
I'm so like, cause I feel it. Like, I understand, like, when I listen to you, I'm like, that makes sense, and I appreciate it. And when I listen to women, I'm like, that makes sense. And I didn't, you know, like, dang, I didn't, you know, that's a lot. And then when I'm just listening, and I'm like, yo, we're all literally like, we all are kind of like pushing against things that we don't, you know. It's just, it's a lot, and it's a. I'm not trying to take away from anything from anybody, but it just needs to people be wanting to act like we can't address it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's frustrating. It's frustrating, like what Darian was saying, like when someone says we're not focusing on that right now.
Right.
It's just as equally frustrating when someone says, well, okay, we all getting killed by police, but what about black on black crime?
Yeah.
It's like, bro, are you kidding me? You know, like,
are you fucking kidding me?
Like, what are you talking? You know, like, what do you mean? Like, how can you? That is not. That's not fair. That's not a fair. That's not a fair perception to me. It's like that. It's just like. And I don't know if it's hypocritical. But it's just like, when I think about us as a black community, I'm like, okay, we have a big problem, and then we have these, like, other problems that need to be solved. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like parallel to that. Well, what about this? We talk about this, but what about this? It's like, we do have things within our community that need to be worked out. Mm-hmm. And they need to be worked out. Like, we're not going to make it if we do not work these things out. But I'm not only tired for me, I'm tired for everybody, you know? But I think one of the points that I saw is, you know, women were saying, you know, like, we're just tired of having to do everything. You want us to be patient. You want us to teach you. You want us to do this. You want us to do that. And again, I don't know. I feel like everything that I'm trying, because I'm trying to acknowledge all the different points or the different perceptions or sides without seeming like I'm trying to make it a thing where I'm blanketing or dismissing or trying to be peaceful by including other, you know, including things, because you're talking about, you know, how it feels, you know, like what, as a black woman wanting to be included in the movement and the importance of black women being considered and recognized and acknowledged in the movement. I'm all for that. And I agree 100%. I'm just trying to be real. When it comes to the fact that although I'm fighting my own battle, I am aware. I feel like I'm aware collectively, like, of the bigger picture, but I'm also aware of the individual struggles that these groups have. And I have to say this, like, we have to, I'm making a point, and I've been making a point specifically trying to be more mindful of addressing and including the fact that it's black men, it's black women, and it's black people within the LGBTQ community. All of our black lives need to be acknowledged and need to be recognized and need to be advocated for. And if we want to talk about the issues of those different avenues, that's fine. But like, we have to like get, the thing is, that's a part of, you know, it's not about singling or being divisive, but it's about acknowledging that all black lives are different. They differ from each other. Mm-hmm. Everything is not, you know, the same. And so it's not about, it's just about acknowledging the fact that they exist. And so, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, nah, you hit me with some shit. You hit me with some shit that I think is important that I don't think really guys really even think about when they get mad. Like when somebody says, when a woman says, men, this, it's, you, they don't like it because you don't like it when you're talking about, you said it to the effect of, when I'm speaking about a group that you're a part of, that's why you don't like it.
Yeah.
And men don't get that on their end when they say women this and women that, women this. And they be like, why you getting mad? I'm not talking about you.
Yeah.
You're not a bitch. I'm talking about, and they like, wait a minute. You're talking about the group that I belong to. I'm a woman. And I never even thought about it like that until just now when it came out your mouth. Like, that's real. Like, that's a fact. Like, you wouldn't like if somebody talked about a group, because if somebody say black people this, black people that,
you gonna have something to say.
A problem, like, because I do it now. And when, like, when I'm at work and I hear this one particular white dude call other black dudes dog, I'm upset that they didn't say nothing back. Mm-hmm. Because if it's when it was brought to me, I addressed it.
Mm.
Probably I could have done it better, but I addressed it. So now when I hear it, it still sends a singe to me.
Mm.
And I want to address it again. But I'm in my mind, I'm like, y'all need to stand up for yourself.
Mm.
You got to do something about it. And I feel like, you know, African-American people in general should feel safe and should not feel like they're going to offend somebody. Whether you're a woman or whatever your stance is, you shouldn't feel like you're gonna offend somebody. So don't apologize or feel like, you know, I'm willing to have a discussion with you.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm offending you by what I'm doing, if you offended me by educating me, that's my problem. I'm just gonna deal with it.
Thank you for that, because I didn't think about it like that. But you know, like, yeah, no, I mean, you know, yes.
We shouldn't,
you're right.
We feel like it too much, because I thought it goes back to what you said. When white people talk, people just listen.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk, we always have to be
explain.
Like, yeah, and then like, oh, I don't want to offend you, but as a matter of fact, but fuck that.
Yeah.
We educating you on how we feel, and what you're doing is negative. Just like when a woman comes to me and say, I don't like the way you spoke to me in the past, I might be like, come on, man. You say all this other shit to me, mm-hmm. but I can't say this. It's not about that right now. What it's about right now is that I just offended you. I gotta be accountable
mm-hmm.
and be like, all right, it is what it is. This is the reason why I started this podcast. We Need to Speak is about black people, period.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I don't like white people. I'm not saying I don't want white people on the podcast. I'm not saying they're not welcome to listen.
Mm.
I'm saying this is about us, because we need shit for us.
Yeah.
Specifically for us. And my biggest issue I've been dealing with my entire life, from the moment I began to understand people had feelings, and when I developed acknowledgement of the fact that I'm an empath, I just feel what other people feel.
Mm.
I've been struggling with mental health, whether it's from me or somebody else. And what I've learned is, in our community, everybody is mentally fucked up, for lack of better words.
We're affected.
Yeah.
And it takes a toll. Like, I agree 1,000 bajillion percent. You know, like, I do, like, I can't. Because that's why I was like, I feel everything.
Mm-hmm.
I do. And it's just like, ooh, there's so there's so much that we need to talk about. And I'm just like, I'm not trying. Because I'm like, hey, guys, wait, just wait, wait. And I don't want it to be, even though I don't owe anybody any explanation, it's like, in theory, I don't. But it's like, I just want everybody to understand where I'm coming from. Like, I'm not trying to put one person or the other or make it seem like we got to talk with our inside voices and anything like that. That's not it. It's just like, we can't, like, there's just so much that needs to be addressed. And I think another reason why it's so tension and not so much tension in it right now is because it's gone unaddressed for so long for so many of us. It's not just the plight of Black women that need to be, you know, that needs to be addressed. It's the things that Black men go through. It's about abuse. It's about assault. It's about mental health. It's about education. It's about the difference between generations. It's about everything. It's about mistreatment. It's about misunderstanding. It's so much that we're all carrying, or that we've all had to just take it on the chin and just keep going, that now everybody's like, I'm tired. I don't want to take it on the chin anymore. I don't want to be nice about it anymore. I don't, like, it's like, damned if I do, damned if I don't. And when it comes to when we have rubbed somebody the wrong way, even within our community, there has to be a way where you can address that without it turning into this extreme explosive thing. Because you do have feelings, and I have feelings. And even though they might be set up differently, like you said, it's not about whether or not my intentions were good. Even going back to the example about the song that you should give a listen to. It doesn't matter, like, his intentions might not have been to hurt Black women or piss them off or blanket statement or try to make them out to be aggressors or anything like that. That might not have been his intention. But the fact that those were some of the conclusions that were drawn from the song, it deserves to be addressed.
It does.
You know? It's like you said, like, okay, I might not have meant to hurt your feelings, but your feelings were hurt, and let me, you know, let me meet you there and see where you are, you know, like, let's have a dialogue, let's have a conversation, or let me just say, you know, hey, that, my bad, like, whatever. Like, at least acknowledge, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't about just, oh, we're just tripping. You know, like, or, oh, y'all are tripping, y'all too. Like, it's like, come on, bro. Like, that's the thing. Like, people are so, it kind of feels like when we talk about certain issues that Black, it's like, people can be like, what? I didn't even realize y'all was, I didn't even realize that women was feeling like this, as if you haven't heard it before. Or, wow, I didn't, like, come on. Like, we're all aware. But we don't, it's, you know what I'm saying? Even, we're all aware. You know? We not be as aware, but it's like, we're aware that there are things in the room. We have discernment. Now, whether we decide to actively use it, we're all blessed with the ability to discern. Nobody is you can't escape that unless you have a mental situation where you are not at the speed of an average human being. That's the only way that you can be exempt. But you are aware.
That's a fact.
You know? And, man. It's because it's just like, I'm thinking about everybody. And it's just like, this is such a valid thing, even if I don't understand it. It's a valid thing. And I want to do better with listening. I want to do better with letting you know, hey, you're loved, you're covered, you're advocated for. Like, I believe that you should be here and that you shouldn't have to be oppressed just because of who you are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we can get into the particulars about everything else. But I'm not trying to pit your experience or my experience over the other. Mm-hmm. And people are just like coming at each other so bad. I'm like, y'all not even listening to what these niggas are saying. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That goes back to something I was thinking about earlier. I'm far removed from the streets. I'm a father. I work. I do music. I know people that are still in the streets, but I'm far removed. It's been a while since I've been out late at night doing wild shit. Mm-hmm. So when I go to a store and there's mad niggas in front of that store, I feel as though I should be on point. And when I say niggas, I mean my niggas as in my brothers, my African-American men. Not nigger, but niggas. Mm-hmm. I feel like I need to be on point and I should be ready for anything because I feel like anything can happen. But when I go into a store, when it's a bunch of, you know, it's a white store. Mm. What do you want to call a white store? Publix? That's a white store. I don't give a fuck. It's a white store. So we go in front of Earth Fair or Publix. And there's mad white people around. I may feel uncomfortable in the sense that they may be looking at me like, why is he here? But I feel safe. Mm. That's an issue. And I want to say that's some cool shit. But at the same time, it's not really some coon shit because
and
I
and how many people would say the same like probably, say the same
they
thing?
They probably would say the same thing, but it comes from the fact that we had to be a little more kind to each other. We have to do a better job of making it known that look, you amongst us. Cause I'm pretty sure when older black men or older black women see me with all the tattoos and I pull up playing my music loud, they like, there goes the neighborhood. And it's and rightfully so, because it's like this is the stigma that we put out there for each other. I've been in the hood before, I know what goes on. They don't care if you black or white, if you look like you got something, you getting it. So it's valid for me to feel that tenseness that I feel, but I feel like that shouldn't be a thing anymore. I feel like in this climate, we should be going out our way to each other at least to try to make to let our fellow man know, like, look, you good right here. We ain't gonna do, as long as you have the same color skin I have and you not here under no bad intentions and I can see that, you are welcome here. We should go out our way to make each other feel welcome in no matter what space we in. Because like I said, I'm not going to go to the extent of avoiding that store because there's a bunch of niggas there. I may not go to the extent of like, oh, I got to watch these niggas. I ain't pull my gun out. But I'm still feeling like I need to be in my P's and Q's because I'm at this certain place. But we need to do a better job of that not being a thing by actually vocalizing it, saying it.
I know, I'm sorry, but I know I dress a certain way depending on where I'm at. Like, I don't do it for
I dress a certain way.
Depending on where.
Look, if I'm gonna
joggers
be,
here.
If I'm going to be in the, what do you call it, rural or something like that, if I'm going to be in the hood, and I'm going to be, you know I'm going to probably make a stop at a store or something. Nigga, I'm not wearing nothing fly. I'm not wearing nothing fly at all. Unless I'm going to, like, some type of, like, gathering or something that calls me to be looking fly. Because I get fly, like,
yes,
no lie.
You do. Yes, you do.
I get fly.
You know yes, you do. Wasn't that in the song?
Yeah.
Yes, no, you better.
But,
you get fly, my nigga.
But I'm not going to go up in fact, if it's just a regular-ass thing, I'm wearing regular-ass clothes. Either like a white t-shirt and some basketball shorts. Because I don't got time for shit at all. So, I mean, that's just, you know, just to go off of what you were saying, because I mean, that's what I do. Because I don't have, like, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like having to feel like, yeah, I'm gonna have to shoot you. Like,
yeah. You should have.
Because I'm gonna shoot one of y'all. Like, that's just shit. I'm not fighting. You're gonna get shot. And I'm sorry. You know, not, like I said, all skin folk ain't kin folk. Sorry.
Well, you we got to go. We got to change that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think what needs to happen is this, because it's not my fault. I think what needs to happen is that there needs to be, nah, for real, there needs to be some sort of like fellowship or like organization, which I mean, they're out there, number one, but they just don't have any money, I guess. There needs to be some sort of like organization that can like appeal to that type of lifestyle and get them to like all come together and like teach them, like, you know, listen, yo, like the way that y'all are going, y'all are all gonna die very soon. So I think that y'all need to understand that.
I love how blunt Darian is. He just makes my whole heart.
He's a good man.
Should I not be like?
No, you no. Like I'm, when you were, I, when you were talking, I'm like, yo, that's real. I was just saying, I like, you know, yeah, you don't bullshit.
I don't want to sound like yo, I'm gonna kill y'all niggas. No. I'm just saying, like, yo, if you try me, you're gonna die. Like, I'm not fighting. That's the same.
I feel
like,
you.
I'm not fighting y'all because I've been in that situation before. You know what I'm saying? And like, why should I walk away impaired now because of some of a dumbass
walking away?
I just would like to point out.
I'm like, what?
My bad,
so
bro.
Funny?
My bad. Bro.
Go ahead.
I would just like to point out that Joe Six said he far removed from the streets, but he got on Black Forces, and we all know what that means. Right.
Dude, for real, these
changed. Oh, are they?
Yeah, they changed. They won.
They look like Black Forces. This is giving me Black Forces energy, and I'm just going to let you know we're very aware of what time it is, and it's fine. Like, it's fine. It's fine, Joe. It's fine. These are your Black Forces. I would like to let you know. These are all black shoes. Even the check is black. The whole thing. You got black socks. Are you wearing? No, you got gray sweatpants on. I was like, you're really out here trying to.
My shoes are gray, so because I wanted to make the distinction. These are black Jordan 1s.
You're really, you know.
I've never wore.
It's okay. We accept you.
When I started dressing myself, y'all listen, I was listening to Dipset. So you know I wasn't wearing no damn Forces.
Don't matter. You got Black Force energy. Black hat, black shirt, black hand, Black Force.
First of all, Black Force energy is trash.
Black Force energy is real. Black Force energy, I have this picture in my phone where it's Black Forces, but they also look like penny loafers. So it's like, I could go to your funeral and I could also you're giving me very, like, I'm ready for crime. Like, but in a good way, like, yeah, like, good crime. Like, you know, like, oh, someone wronged you? Okay, we're going to go punch him in the face.
Go punch these niggas in the eye.
That's how I feel.
He does exude, like, Black Force energy.
Black Force energy.
Please stop.
Black Force's energy.
don't make this. Niggas going to make this a hashtag. That's the last thing I need. That's the
we need
last
it. We
thing
need
I
it.
Need.
We need it.
Time.
I'm gonna make a meme.
Magic.
I'm gonna Black Force magic. I just wanted to give it a light note because that's one thing I'll say. One thing I want to normalize is leaving space for, even with all these stuff that's going on, and it needs to be talked about, and it is heavy. We still need to find a way to leave space for joy, to leave space for a laugh, to leave space for just love, as we continue to hash out these issues and fight the fight that we need to facing. It's just important to me, I feel like, to just leave space for stuff like that. You know, so we accept you and your Black Force. And we want you to know that we love you, black man. You know, it's okay. I'm going to get you some for Christmas. For your birthday, because you're a Cancer. So you have a birthday coming up.
My birthday is coming up. My grandmother's this weekend. She's a Cancer, too. That's my baby. I love her.
You still want me a birthday present?
I know.
You didn't give me a birthday.
I know.
I'm going to have some Black Force energy if I don't get my dang on presents. And you didn't show up.
I didn't. No, it's okay. I was out of town for my grandmother again. I go see her every month.
Now, I'm not going to come in between granny time because it's important.
She stays out in East Carolina like completely by herself. And like, I be trying to, show up every month to let her know I have not forgotten about her. I still talk to her on the phone because she, like, my baby, my grandmother, like, she's the reason why I'm here where I am right now, because if she wasn't in the picture, I feel like I would be a really, really angry black man. 100%.
Shout out to Granny.
I would have been way worse than what I turned out if it wasn't for her balance of tender love and care, because she wasn't sweet for me coming up at a very early age. A lot of violence, a lot of domestic violence, that was the biggest. A lot of drugs, a lot of a weird run-in with the cops at a weirdly young age. Like, my run-ins with the cops and bad experiences came at a very young age. Most people should never have to deal with that shit at, age 7, 8, 9 with the cops and shit. So, yeah.
Shout out to Granny.
Yeah, but I wanted to touch on those two. Like, I know the Dave Chappelle thing happened. I thought that was brilliant. He didn't tell not one joke.
Nope.
Everything he said was real. That man's a very smart, intelligent man. The way he delivered it to the crowd.
Yeah.
I could tell he was mad. I know he wanted to cry. He wanted to cry. It was a lot of times where he just wanted to cry, and I know he did, because it was just the way that he was really upset about, everything that's going on. And I can probably feel, and I don't want to make any presumptions on how this man felt really about the crowd, but I can tell that he was looking out into the crowd and he kind of had some disdain for certain people that were in that crowd. He felt like, this
you don't here. Even get it. You don't
yeah,
even
yeah,
get it.
Yeah, you just hear. That's why he rang off some of the shit he said with no apologies. Like,
because you need to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, can you imagine, like, 8 minutes and 46 seconds is a long time.
Yeah, you tickle me for 8 minutes and we gonna fight for longer.
Bro, what? I can't even last for a minute. Like, for real.
Yo.
But 8 minutes and 46 seconds? That's a long time.
Still haven't watched that whole video.
I know, I have not. I can't. But even, I'm like, bro, like, that's the most, and that even brings me to my point, is why we need to, we need to be willing to listen, and we need to be willing to find some sort of common ground, because we're being murdered on all sides within the last few months, as if it hasn't been happening since forever, but within the last few months, black men, black women, black queer people, we've all been being murdered. Lynched, brutalized, like, for real. There were 4 lynchings last week.
Yeah. Lynchings.
Lynchings. It's 2020.
Niggas need to get on one accord.
People are still walking free, getting bail, getting all these things for murdering people in cold blood.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I just thought about something. Nipsey Hussle, his whole message was trying to get all these niggas on one accord. And for so long, Nipsey rapped the same way. Forever. Everything he was saying was always like, let's come together, let's do this, let's come together, let's build shit, let's come together. That's all he been talking. All of a sudden, when he has the world stage, he's murdered by somebody that's been in his hood the entire time he's been talking like this. What's strange about this is, we have not heard anything about what should be probably the biggest case in 2018. We ain't heard shit about what happened to bro.
Nope.
We don't know nothing. We were misdirected by this Tekashi shit, how I feel. And nobody's talking about it. I hate to be conspiracy, Joe, but I really feel like every time we have a leader that's talking correctly, who does everything right, where they don't have anything against them that can deter us from following this person, they do this.
Oh, well, that's a fact. That's been since the beginning of time. You know, there are literally so many powerful leaders that were like trying to fight for change. Mm-hmm. We're imperfect, but we're doing their best to do what they need to do for the community.
Right.
And people saw them as a threat and had to figure out a way to get them out so that they could continue with keeping us where they want us. There's so much. But just as a knowledgeable and a aware adult, I am becoming, it's just becoming more apparent as the minutes go by, not even as the days anymore, because we're consuming so much information.
Mm-hmm.
I'm becoming so aware that I'm just like, oh, like, dang, 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 dang. Oh, shoot, dang, dang. Like, I'm just becoming so aware. So I'm like, okay, I have to be mindful of this. I need to be mindful of this. And this is how I can do this, or this is how I can serve, you know, whatever. Like, I'm just trying to figure out how I can play my part in fixing things.
Right.
But I'm also becoming aware, like, ooh, there's just so much. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of trauma. There's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, you know, once you become aware of that, it's just trying to find a way to kind of like help make it better. But we got a lot going on, man. And we have multiple things that need to be solved.
Right.
It's a lot of evil in the world.
It's a lot.
I think trying to solve it in one night, in one day,
can't do it.
You're just going to drive yourself mad.
Like, we need a black militia.
That's worth exploring.
I'm sorry, I just had to put it out there.
Forces, y'all, and dang old forces, black forces.
I'm just thinking, I don't know.
We need everything. But the thing, like, that, we had things, but they got taken away. They got destroyed. So it's not like we just been out here not figuring it out. We have made many strides to separating, even after integration and things like that. We've made many strides to having our own towns, having our own neighborhoods, mm-hmm. having our own networks, having our own collectives. We have done that as a people. We have historically done that. And someone has found a way to infiltrate and destroy, even when we do that. But what I personally think is we are on the last straw of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is going to cut it anymore. Mm-hmm. Everybody is fed up, and they're not down with the bare minimum. Mm-hmm. None of us are.
Right.
And because of that frustration, everything is just, the tension is high everywhere. But it's just because we got fed up. I think you said that in the beginning. We've become fed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I can't stress how much I feel is a lot. And like, you, to your point, Darian, everything can't be solved. But if we have to gain and acquire a willingness, you know, a willingness to work, a willingness to communicate, a willingness to listen,
mm-hmm.
a willingness to, you know, exchange and, you know, kind of come together and get to the bottom of it, like, and maybe that does make me a kumbaya person, but I'm like, I'm just looking at the big picture. Yeah. Like, we need each other. Like, we need each other. And even though we need each other, we have to be able to recognize that there are things on your end and there are things on mine that need to be, that might be different and that they need to be addressed. I can't deny your experience. I can't deny your identity and your existence. No matter what we have between us that needs to be solved. Mm-hmm. But we need that energy all around and all across the board.
Mm-hmm.
I think a kumbaya person doesn't necessarily, they don't try to address things. They just try to make peace and not even like, you know.
Ease over it.
You know, yeah, just like look past everything and just, we're just going to look past it.
Yeah, that's not what I'm trying to do.
And that's, yeah, exactly. So I don't think that's what you're doing. You're not a kumbaya person. You're just addressing everything accordingly. Well, you know, yeah.
I feel like we're doing our part.
Mm-hmm.
I think with this podcast, where me and Darian want to take it as far as the group therapy sessions, it's a start.
Yeah.
I know we can't convince everybody else to like do the same thing. We can't even convince everybody else to come. But but yeah. What we will say is this is an open platform for anybody who has any issue of any sort to just talk and we listen. Mm-hmm. Not try to give you answers because we don't have the answers. Mm-hmm. You have the answers. Our job is to guide you to your own answer. If you are here to talk. We may have suggestions for things that may help you cope with your situation through personal experience, but everybody's experience is unique to that person, unique to your perspective, and unique to the way your mind works. Your cognitive behavior has nothing to do with mine, so I cannot say I have the best method for anything when it comes to somebody else, but I can say that I can listen. And I can offer some comfort. That's all I can do. And that's all we have. And maybe that might be enough for some people that might be on the edge, who may think of taking their lives at times, who may think that their life is insignificant, who may think that nobody understands who they are or who they want to be, or nobody will ever accept it, or whatever it is. Know that for me personally speaking, you may not believe my words, but wherever you are in life and whatever you want to do, whoever you believe yourself to be, you're perfectly safe in this place to talk about that or be yourself. I don't have any issue with anybody. Be who you are with me. I mean, period.
Absolutely. I want to just address something. Listen, I don't want nobody that... I know I said something.
I wish y'all could see his face
on the podcast today.
I definitely gonna get the camera for this nigga.
Yeah, I love it.
My intentions are never to harm anyone, as always. I'm not that type of person.
He's a great
I was just saying,
man.
I just had to say that because I don't know who might be listening to this and whatever. I need y'all to know I'm not, you know, trying to kill nobody out here or nothing. Absolutely not.
What?
I'm just saying. I'll make you know it. That's just it. That's all.
I feel that. Well, thank you guys always for letting me come.
Not a problem.
You know, I would like to shout out Joe and his Black Forces. I would like to shout out.
Something about them a long time ago, but then I realized that they are Jays,
yeah,
and I was like, okay.
No, they're not.
All right.
He's lying. They're Forces. I'm letting y'all know.
If y'all see me out on the street with some Forces,
I'm going to continue to drive.
Hit me with a rock.
No, I'm going to continue to drive. You mean like, yeah, like Joe Sig was out here in these streets with Black Forces, and I just want somebody to check on him.
I think
it ain't going to be me, but what do y'all need to do?
Somebody to check on him.
Because they look like Black Forces. It's just like, you know, okay. And he always wearing black.
You see this sleek design?
He's just ready.
This sleek design looks nothing like them goddamn Forces.
Forces look like claws.
It's ready. They look crazy.
Don't criticize
your signature shoe. Do not do.
Yo, I jumped on Nike Me, and these niggas got the nerve to offer me to customize some Forces. I said, man,
we know you want. It's in his cart. It's in his cart. He's already ordered them. He needs a fresh new pair.
If I'm ordering Forces, I'm trying to buy all of them out of stock so I can burn them.
It's okay.
Niggas do not need to.
We know the energy. We see it. We understand the energy. We know the vibes.
Like a pair of White Forces.
I love me a nice crisp pair.
Do what y'all gotta do.
A nice pair of White Forces never go.
I know exactly what I'm gonna get you for your birthday. What size you wear?
You're gonna get me upset. That's what you're gonna get.
It looks like he wears a size 10 or 9.
Yeah. 11.
Oh, you 11?
Yeah.
That's
my son wear 11 too.
I wear 11 too. That's
See,
crazy.
we're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored.
Y'all are brothers.
Yeah. Give me a hug.
Y'all are great. Mm-hmm. But yes, thank you guys. And thank you guys for listening to, like, you know. It's hard to articulate, but yeah. Thank you.
I just came in here with on edge. Like,
yeah, he was on edge.
I hate all y'all.
Yeah, he was wearing that shit.
And if
on
you
his
got
sleeve.
Something for me, I got something for you right
I'm
back.
Done.
It was all over his jean button up. I seen
wow.
That shit was like, I ain't fucking with you.
Because y'all. Real energy recognize real energy. Yeah, you got on forces and
we
he's
both wore black
like,
tees too.
We mm-hmm. do.
You know what time it was. But this has been another episode of We Need to Speak in the Books. My air conditioner wasn't on this time, so y'all gonna be able to hear everything. All right, y'all. Take care, love, and peace.